Well, there's growing chatter about next week's federal budget, and the pressure is on to deliver for gender equality. But since 2013, the government's been making policy and shaping federal budgets in a bit of an information vacuum, particularly when it comes to women, unpaid work, and the impact of caring roles on workforce participation. Because in 2013, to meet the Abbott government's demands for savings, the Australian Bureau of Statistics cancelled a thing called the Time Use Survey, which measures all these things. Well, in 2018, the then Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, reintroduced the survey, though partly because of COVID, it's not complete in time for this budget. So what is the survey and what does it mean for the budget and for women? Lynn Craig is an expert in the survey. She's a professor in sociology and social policy at the University of Melbourne.
The Time Use Survey is run by the ABS, so it's a nationally representative survey of the Australian population, and it consists of time diaries so that people record what they do over the whole 24-hour period. And so it's a very unusual window on how people spend their time, paid and unpaid labour, leisure, sleep, socialising. And it's the only way of really capturing unpaid domestic labour and care.
So unlike, for example, the census done by the Bureau of Statistics, you're getting really granular detail?
Yeah, extremely granular. All adult members of households are sampled. It goes right down to 5-minute levels and what you're doing at the same time. So it captures supervisory care, doing, you know, multitasking, those sort of things. But also you can see how one person's time, it dovetails with another. So say one partner's working long hours, what does that mean for the other partner? Can they also be part of the paid workforce or not? So what happens when people take time out to have children? How does that affect other parts of what they can do?
So this is entirely the sort of unpaid part of the economy, isn't it? And it is part of the economy.
That's right. It's really essential labour to make the economy tick over. The government and workplaces and families depend on this unpaid labour, which is really not counted properly and not recorded currently because we haven't had the time use data for some time. The essential thing that it really offers that no other data source can is the information on all the unpaid labour that is currently invisible and that is really essential for making everything else function. I mean, we can't manage our families without it. We can't manage our communities without it. But also, it's really essential to the economy because it underpins and reproduces the workforce and allows people to be part of the paid workforce. Obviously, women do a lot more of that sort of labour than men do still, and that means that their workload participation is affected, and yet it's not really obvious why.
So governments are making policy based on the assumption that there's a sort of an adult worker unit that is unchanging. Yes. Over time and unchanging in space.
Yes, that's right. And so we have a retirement income policy that really doesn't fit the lives of at least half of the population. The assumption is that people are unencumbered by care and domestic labour responsibilities, and that even if they have, they can be managed around their work, and it's a matter of choice whether or not they participate, you know, in the paid workforce or they look after their kids. But, you know, these things are essential. They need to be done. They can't be left undone. And that a lot of that work is still done unpaid. And it has a great deal of effect on people's participation in the labour market.
There's a particular type of policy that occurred to me. I wonder if you could make a comment on it, that this notion of welfare to work that's been a fairly common theme of recent governments, where recipients of government payments are required to spend a certain amount of time doing various tasks in exchange for those payments. Is that the sort of policy that might fall, you know, leave uneven effects on women and men if you don't have that time use information?
Yes, very much so. The assumption that paid work is the only kind of productive activity, such that you should be compelled to be doing more job search or mutual obligation when you have the responsibility of caring for family, especially if you're doing this as a single mother, for instance, it really makes it extremely difficult. The assumption is that paid work is the only form of useful productivity, which is not the case.
And can you measure the difference for the economy, the productivity implications, I suppose, if we do gather this information and apply it to policy?
Well, yes, we'd be able to put a value on it. And that is something that the United Nations expects as part of treaty obligations to meeting the gender equality goal of recognising and value unpaid care and domestic work, because it is part of the economy. Some countries put it into the GDP accounts as its shadow national accounts. And actually, it outnumbers it in terms of labour inputs. the paid economy couldn't happen without it, and to acknowledge that in terms of its labour worth, its social worth, its worth in terms of reaching human potential, but also in its economic worth to the paid economy, the market economy, really needs to be known to make fully informed policy decisions.
So this is a year when issues around the treatment, mistreatment indeed, of women have been very elevated, and as a result there's a sense that the government is wanting to kind of meet a demand for the budget to do good things for women. But in the absence of this kind of the Time Use survey, which is still not back to the government, what does that mean for shaping this federal budget in terms of women?
Well, it means the decisions that we made with the adult worker model assumptions in place, we really need to quantify what the amount of labour being done is. I mean, we got a stark glimpse of it through the COVID crisis when people were working and caring simultaneously at home, and that work fell disproportionately on women, many of whom were working with their toddlers around their feet and trying to, you know, cook and supervise homework from the kitchen table while also trying to manage paid work expectations, which didn't stop. So the invisibility of all that labour, even when it's simultaneously and actually in the same place at the same time to employers and largely to government, really makes it impossible to have gender equal participation in the workforce. That people, they call it, you know, dancing backwards in high heels, if you're Ginger Rogers. And that's what a lot of women are doing. They're really carrying a lot of extra burden that would be made visible if we counted it, if we just recognise its social and economic value.
Well, we await the next Time Use survey with great interest. Lynn Craig, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Professor Lynn Craig from the University of Melbourne.